the rest of the story. Cornelius was a farm boy, but all he ever really wanted to do was go away to sea. Growing up near the harbor, his imagination was sparked by the passing vessels, and he would identify each, the type of craft, even the owner's name. This amazed his family and his neighbors. They wondered why such a prodigious memory had not served Cornelius well in school. In fact, anything indoors just was not interesting. At 10, he was a formidable rock climber, a good bareback rider. He could row a boat, he could swim better than many twice his age, but he was no scholar. And so at 11, he quit school to help work the farm full-time. But his heart was out there beyond the harbor, running before the wind to some distant port of which could only dream. What he could not then have dreamed is the rest of the story. Cornelius was 16 when he came to his mother and announced he was leaving the family farm. The rest ought not to have come as a surprise. He wanted to be a sailor. Mother Phoebe was aghast. She knew how dangerous a sailor's life was in those days, what with pirates raiding sailing ships and murdering their crews, and even foreign navies kidnapping merchant sailors and forcing them into their service. So Phoebe, thinking fast, made a deal with her son. She would lend him the money, she said, to buy his own vessel, a two-masted sailing barge which he could convert into a ferry boat. All she asked in return was that the boy plow and harrow and plant 8 acres of untilled land for her. Well, he agreed, and he purchased his boat. And by the end of his first season as a ferry boat captain, he not only had repaid his mother her $1,000 loan, but had given her, for her generosity, another $1,000 in addition. His incredible success and brash self-confidence won him a nickname on the waterfront. They called him the Commodore. The other seamen called him the Commodore, and the nickname stuck for the rest of his life. For that solitary two-masted sailing barge docked at Staten Island, New York, one day grew into a fleet of ships, and the sea-loving Dutch farm boy who made them sail became a transportation tycoon unrivaled in American history, first in shipping, then in railroads. And yet the Commodore, for all his commercial triumphs, despite his considerable impact on his nation's future, was compelled all through his life to rely on that phenomenal memory of his and on the rudimentary skills of people who could not even begin to comprehend his determination or his vision. Because even the most complex financial accounting, he was forced to calculate in his mind and to recall. Even the simplest business letter would have to be read to him by a secretary. What I'm saying is that the man who built one of the world's greatest fortunes on a $1,000 loan from his mother, the man who had dropped out of school at the age of 11, then and forever after, could only barely read or write. I know the history books tell you of the great financier Cornelius Vanderbilt, how he quit school to be a farmer. Well, that is so, but now you know the rest of the story.